Let's welcome our book reviewer, Sally Wenley, is in the Tamaki Makaurau Auckland studio. Kia ora, Sally.
Morena, Catherine.
A Calamity of Souls by David Baldacci. What do we have here?
Well, this novel, I describe it as a legal thriller. It's set in the late 1960s in North America's Virginia. Now, it was a tense time when racism was rife and the segregation of black people. It continued despite law changes. It tells the story of a black man, Jerome Washington, who was also a Vietnam vet and a father of three young children. Now, he's found by police in the living room of his white employers, an elderly, wealthy couple who had both been violently killed with multiple knife wounds. Now, Jerome had tried to pick up the dead elderly couple off the floor and put them back in their armchair. But the police arrived after a tip-off and they took him to the jail and beat him up really badly. Now, parallel to this, Jerome's wife, Pearl, had a stoic older relative, and she approached a young local lawyer, Jack Lee, who was white, to represent him in court. Jack lives in his office, which isn't far from his home where his parents live, with his older sister, who has an intellectual disability, and she needs full-time care from his parents. Now, Jack is young. He'd represented many clients in the local court, but never a black person or been in a murder trial. His parents support Jack taking on the case, despite the racial hatred they know that will be thrown at them, despite themselves being white. But in a state, you know, where segregation and racism divides the area, who would believe him, Jerome? So reluctantly, Jack does the case, and he's struggling to deal with such a high profile and complex situation. And then he's joined by a top black lawyer, Desiree Dubose from Chicago. And this pair face verbal abuse, violence, and extremely unhelpful police officers as the trial begins. And protests are held outside the court, and Jack's office is burnt down. Someone tries to kill them. And the plot continues to thicken as the courtroom dramas unfold. Now, David Baldacci, I've read a lot of his books, and he's what I would describe as a voluminous writer. Some are better than others, some are series, and this one is my favourite. Actually, at the beginning of the book, before the actual story, he apologises for various terms he uses, saying it was reflective of the times and that it took him 10 years to write it. I really liked the character development of Jack growing up, being a small town lawyer and having his eyes opened, and also his mum, Hilly. It's quite touching to learn about what her history is during the story. And the courtroom prose is quite fascinating, and I almost felt like I was there watching the trial unfold as I turned the pages. I'm quite a fast reader, but I started reading it more slowly because I was just enjoying it and absorbing what was going on and all the legal history and learning about the legislation during the time surrounding racism and civil rights. And its themes and characters actually reminded me of, you know, Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird. And that timeless classic was actually mentioned several times in the book by Jack and Desiree, his partner. Well, partner, legal partner. Parts of it were real historical, I'd say, fiction. And I felt uncomfortable reading about the horrific racism against people, you know, due to their colour. It was actually quite moving. And it was an education as well to learn about just, you know, over 50 years ago, how bad it was despite alleged changes and the race battle that these black people were facing. So I really recommend it, even for all ages, and I hope it's not a stand-alone novel. Just, I couldn't get my nose out of it, and I learned a lot. It was confronting, and it was quite frank, and I appreciate that he wrote at the front of it that he tried to take out references to black people that had been used in those days, but he just had to put some of it in for the context. And I'm pleased he did that because it is a harrowing read. And back to A Killer Mockingbird, I adored that book as a youngster. I remember reading it at school. And I'd say this is a more sophisticated, almost adult version of that, a slice of history. I don't think it was glamorized. It was quite frank, quite brutal. And I would like to read more of this character.
Okay, thank you. Sally Weanley's reviewed A Calamity of Souls by David Baldacci, published by Pan Macmillan, $38 the price.